The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I mean, obviously he's nursing a little something, but it's one of those things you can play through. And you said about Samson Greenway, they will not play. They're both getting real close. Greenway probably closer than Samuelson.
Any sort of update on Rasmus?
No update yet. Won't play. Still being evaluated.
Andy, what sort of challenges do you present their style of play?
Their top two lines highly skilled. They've got good quickness. The top of the circles down make good plays. I think they're a good shot blocking team. They get in the way a lot. Pack it in inside. We have to still get inside and make sure that we're inside and find ways to get the puck inside. Don't be fooled by them packing it in.
What have you liked about Beckham Aldestein, you know, after having more than 2 months to evaluate him? It seems like he's been kind of what you expected, I would say.
Yeah, he has been. His energy, physicality. He scored a heck of a goal the other night, that line. His penalty killing has been good for us, but his nonstop effort on every shift.
You thought about McLeod, you know, started the year playing with a couple other veterans, and now has had to kind of take on, you know, some new line mates. How have you felt he's adjusted to that?
I think that adjustment, I would put it in the okay category. I think in his case, to get the opportunities to go up, he's a guy, too, that has to. I mean, they had good chemistry, that line. And I think sometimes when a line gets broke up, you can find chemistry somewhere else. Sometimes you struggle. I'd put him in that struggle category. But then make sure when you're out there, you get to the inside. We've got players that just need to get to the inside. He's a veteran guy that understands that, has seen, you know, some video on it where there's an opportunity to be that inside guy to get the chances to go up.
The shot quality metrics have been better the last couple of games. Have you liked the plays made offensively?
Better. Obviously, I just didn't like, again, I can mention the, you know, the 3-2-1s, the 3-1. I mean, you'll get decent quality from that, but I didn't like that we didn't create a higher percentage or opportunity to score. Those opportunities have been the ones that have eliminated us from probably winning two or three of these last couple of games. You look at, Tage in overtime against Vancouver. There's several breakaway or 2-1, 3-1 type of situations that you have to convert and or turn it into a lot higher chance. And the numbers will continue to go up.
Just 3 goals in 2 games. Is it simply the Bucks just starting to go in form, or is he doing something different to help him get a couple of goals now?
If we're a team, I'll share this, that misses the net still too much. I think Tage getting it on the net, I think that shot on the power play, just an indication. some of our high-quality opportunities that missed the net lower the numbers. You know, I can share where we are in the league. I mean, I'll let you guys go dig that up if you want, but we're in the lower third of the league in that. If more pucks get to the net, that first opportunity. We talked about this earlier in the year. We'll talk. I'm mentioning it again because it's something that the value of hitting the net, if you look at some of the opportunities we had last game, the second opportunities that a Kozak got, that Malenstein got, that around the net, if it hits the goaltender, the chaos it creates and the opportunity that's there versus chasing the puck around the wall and probably breaking the other team out.
You mentioned the other night that you've been talking to your defenseman about being more firm around the net. When it comes to the, you know, power buyer and the younger guys, why can that aspect of playing the position take a little longer, it seems? And I'm not even speaking about those guys. It's around the league, really.
I will say that what we're trying to teach this year is different than last year. And there's no criticism of last year's system. But didn't box out. That wasn't part of how they played. I'm telling you that Owen is working really hard at that part of his game. I've actually been really impressed with. Yeah, he was the guy. You can have a radar on him right now, but he's working really hard in that part of the game. I find more good box outs now than I find non-box outs. I mentioned the very first play of the game. That's an easy box out. Don't let your guy get between you and the goaltender. And then there's different ways of boxing out. Sometimes if the guy gets position, the only thing you can do is get under his stick, time it, and make sure that he can't get a stick on it. And if a guy has beat you, made a good move, which will happen, sometimes you're going to have to front the puck yourself. That's your third choice. You either build a wall initially, get good position so he can't undercut you, or you have those other two options if the other player has made a good play.
Is Brian Johnson out again, or is he your defense, same six or change?
It is.
Same forwards with Jack Quinn.
What's that?
Jack Quinn still out.
The forwards will stay the same, yeah.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.